You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Different Ventures, Robot House. You're on the B. baby Zion of Different Ventures Robot House. Morena Alia, how are you this morning?
Hello, good morning.
I'm sorry that you just had to give up on the BFM studio headphones, which have all slightly decided to do weird things at the same time at
it's
the moment.
It's on the left, pretty much, and none on the right.
Yes.
For no reason.
Yeah, this is a good time to remind people that we did have a fantastic Save the Bee gig last year, but it's an ongoing process, and you can always donate to our Give a Little anytime you like. It helps us replace the headphones in the studio, amongst other things. Alia, it's lovely to have you in here because you are on the excellent lineup for Cross Street Music Festival, which is happening next month on Cross Street, as the name suggests, just off K Road. What have you been cooking up? Because I know that you've kind of got a new album on the burn at the moment. What's been happening in Baby Zion of Land?
The new album is nearly done.
Ooh.
My friend Amelia is mixing it, and I have been putting her through the hot coals because I'm very picky.
Nice.
And every song has about 50 instruments, like 50 layers at any given point.
And how many of those are like digital, and how many of those are analog? Are you bringing
100% are digital? Maybe.
Nice.
Other cool. than like. My friend singing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think there's one song that has about 30 seconds of me playing ukulele buried way in the background. Otherwise, it's all synths, not even samples. I was like,
wow.
I was like, I'm doing MIDI this time around.
Heck yeah, that's awesome. What was the decision for just going full MIDI on this?
I felt like I was kind of relying a little bit too much on samples, and I wanted the challenge of not leaving anything up to chance, like everything being like composed purposefully the way I wanted,
yes.
painstakingly note by note. I may have gone a little bit insane making it.
I think if you don't go a tiny bit insane making music, have you really, really committed to the project, you know?
Exactly.
If you haven't made your friend who's mixing it go a tiny bit insane while you're making the music, you
so
know?
So true.
Yeah. Shout outs to Amelia on that one. It does feel like this has been quite an interesting shift for you because, as you say, you're pushing yourself into like a slightly uncomfortable territory where you're doing something you haven't done before. What's the sonic world of the new Baby Zion of sound like?
Happy hardcore.
Nice.
Acid trance randomly.
Ooh.
Which not a genre I really cared about up until about a year or two ago.
What got you in the acid trance
video
land?
Games.
yeah.
Old video games.
Nice.
Arcade games, I don't know. There was a weird period in the 90s where just for some reason all video games just decided to hire club music producers to make all the music. So there's like a lot of drum and bass and a lot of jungle in those game soundtracks.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That feels like a wonderful little cross-section of interests there.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And it's great because it means that 20 years later, all those people who grew up on those games grow up to make that music.
Yeah. And that's how the new wave starts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So a little bit of acid trance, a little bit of happy hardcore. What were you sort of thinking about when you were writing this new record?
Good question. I wanted it to, at first I was like, this is going to be my summer beach album, but then summer beach party album. But then everyone who listened to it was like, that's not what this is. this is insane person music.
You can be insane at the beach. That's totally doable.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think we've all been there.
The vibe ended up being something like soundtrack to a racing game that doesn't exist.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. I'm imagining Rainbow Road,
exactly.
You know, next level. That sounds very exciting. When you have been working on something, because I know you're someone who likes to take your time, but you are also impatient because you see the vision and you want to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, how do you know when it's done? Do you just have to stop yourself? Do you make your friends tell you it's done, stop touching it? Or what's the rule?
Well, yeah, it's I usually will sit on it and then come back to it, and then there'll be like a bunch of random stuff I want to add, as in I just keep tweaking it and messing around with it. And then at some point it's like I physically, no matter what I try to put into it, it's either it doesn't change anything, it's just not really audible,
yeah.
or it's just making it sound worse. I just basically I just push it until until it's like there's literally nothing else that you can physically do to this song.
Too much salt in the soup.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just know it when you feel. You just know it when it's there.
Yeah. Totally. When you are playing live at the moment, what are you enjoying about playing live? What can people expect from the Cross Street Festival sort of set?
I'm enjoying singing randomly.
Awesome.
Usually, I don't enjoy it. It's a necessary evil.
Yep.
But I've been into it. I've been trying to do some healthy singing techniques, and it's really changed it. I see the hype.
Get all the hype. What does a healthy singing technique look like for you? Does that mean like watching some YouTube videos about how to use your diaphragm or?
Yeah. I learned what the diaphragm is.
Yeah.
It's a crazy stuff going on in there.
Sometimes I have like a flashback memory to being in choir at school and I'm like, oh, was actually useful, that stuff that they were talking about.
They would say sing from the diaphragm, and not in my school at least, and not tell you, not really explain what that is.
So like, it's in there.
Yeah.
Just point at you, you know.
From the tummy, I don't get it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Which I guess it is the tummy, but it's not. It's like the thing in between the tummy and other stuff.
Yeah, see, as I'm just nodding, like, but my eyes are squinting, like, yeah, sounds right.
Yeah, you know, you just know it when you feel it, when it's diaphragm and not. I don't know what I was singing from the other stuff. My nose, I guess.
People who've seen you play before, Alia, will know that you love a prop on stage with you. I've seen you bring a Guitar Hero guitar to many a gig, a balloon, which is not so much a prop as a very important instrument in certain tracks.
Absolutely.
But, you know, what's interesting to you about kind of having that almost theatrical part of the performance?
I think a lot of it is to give myself something to do because
electronic
music, and there's not that much to do in the moment. And I also I think taking advantage of the fact that I'm not busy playing an instrument to give, I don't know, to put on a bit of a show.
Yeah.
I've always had a bit of a latent theater kid in me that got bullied out like a long time ago.
You're letting it free, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know, I just think it's fun and it's funny and it gives a little bit of novelty. People love people love a little bit of a something quirky to look at.
I think so, but I also think for me at least, watching you play, it's really made me think about, maybe this is just me, but I'm sure other people have had this experience. It's really made me think about your compositions because I'm like, oh, well, of course Ali is not playing that guitar because it's not plugged in and we're not doing a game right now. But, you know, there is something about seeing that makes me think, oh, yeah, it's an interesting thing to start, like, you know, pulling apart what has made your song, especially in that live context, because they sound so good live. It's like a really enveloping sound. I'm super excited to hear this this new record, Alia. Have you got any tentative sort of horizon dates for it yet, or goals? We won't hold you to it if you don't.
Sometime this year? I don't know.
Question mark. This year? Probably. Nice. Well, you're definitely playing some good shows this year. Saturday the 9th of March, Cross Street Music Festival, playing with Princess Chelsea, Fafe and the Sweetos, Junior, Deep State, Fruju Peak, Mirror Ritual, Hot Sauce Club, OD, Soulnate, Hey Lady, and more acts still to be announced.
Yeah,
Baby Zainov, of course. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. No,
thank you for having me.
We're going to listen to Maybe Someday, and we will see you playing very, very soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.